It tells us that we are on the right track, and further, that working with our colleagues in civil society, which also includes the political parties in Swaziland, we will be able to achieve our target, and that is to have democratization in Swaziland.
How relevant does this award mean to your group or workers in Swaziland?
We believe that this award, in line with the outcomes of the International Labour Conference in June, will make the government state very, very carefully and ensure that it does not come out as continuing to violate our rights as a workers' federation to do what our members have mandated us to do. So we think that that spotlight by the international community is going to keep the government in check.
Some worker groups said that there is need to demand more democratic reforms. When you hear such calls, what does this do to you? And do you have any objective of ensuring or going forward to have Swaziland elect their own leaders instead of the monarchical rule you practice now?
In our organization, and even with the organizations that we work with that are outside labor, the debate is not as to who is to lead the country. It is a monarchy. That is a given. What we are calling for, though, is that the people who are able to have the executive power would have to come from the political party that is going to command the majority votes. Now, the current battle, of course, is firstly to have the political parties themselves be able to represent their members in parliament, because currently in Swaziland, political parties cannot do so. They are treated at best as if they were social clubs, and that is what we want to see changed.
Now, your group, as I said earlier on, is banned. That means your activities is deemed by the government as illegal. How are you able to mobilize and continue with your work?
My group was registered on the 12th of May, 2015. So it is operating above board. In fact, the government has also invited us to nominate representatives into statutory bodies. So the issue of the legality of Tukoswa is no longer a matter of debate. It's a registered organization.
So what was the controversy about banning the group? Because the government at one time banned your group, correct?
Well, government used a technicality to say that the labor legislation in Swaziland before the amendments of November 2014, did not allow for the existence of an organization such as mine. Now, the amendment of November 2014 meant that the government had to register us, which thing they did, as I said, on the 12th of May 2015.
The official recognition of your group by the government, does that bind the hand of your group from going ahead to actualizing your objective, which you initially stated is to ensure that the country is democratized?
The registration of my group means that the police who kept on disrupting our meetings, for instance, are themselves going to be very circumspect, because now they've got no excuse. And we want to continue to be able to talk about all issues, whether they relate to worker rights or issues of democracy and human rights. We are going to go on doing that because we believe that any interference by the public authorities, government and the police, we will take them to task, because it will only show the world that then our registration was a sham. And we believe that the government won't want to risk that.